And the local church is so important, isn't it? So important to be involved in a local church, be a member of a local church, and serve in your local church. As Pastor was saying this morning, be a part of that member. To minister to each other and to minister out that door, right? That's your mission field. Acts 20:28 says the importance, this is the importance of local church. Take heed therefore unto yourselves, to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, speaking to the pastors, which he hath purchased with his own blood. And as we think about historic churches, Crooked Creek Baptist, this is the most historical church that we've been in over 200 years. And Jesus Christ paid with his blood for the church, didn't he? Yes. And being involved in the local church is so important. And those are our great memories and great friends of serving in a local church, reaching our Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost part. And we will have a Bible Institute that we see the Great Commission in that. And we want to get God's Word out. Right now we do, and in our ministry, I want to encourage you to get God's Word out here. I worked at Chick-fil-A for 8 years, right on 85 going to Gastonia. I would service about 100 people per day, per night, about 1,000 to 2,000 people per month. I worked 96 months there as I was going to my college. That means I serviced over 100 to 150,000 people just doing it every day. But the sad fact is that I only received two gospel tracts. Not everybody at Chick-fil-A is saved. And you might think, well, a lot of those are saved people there. But you can encourage, even if a person is saved, you encourage them by giving a tract, right? They can give it to somebody else, and they say, you know what, somebody else is doing this, maybe I need to do it. And I've had that happen a lot of times. But I think that's, we talk about our country, and we want it to be great. We have a great country, I believe it's waning. But if we want to make our country great, again, I believe we need to be giving out gospel tracts. Because when somebody gets saved, then they're going to vote right, aren't they? And they're going to be good members in their society. And let's just get out God's Word, because it is powerful. That's what we want to do in the Philippines. Hebrews 4:12, for the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and discerner in the thoughts and the intents of the heart. And Psalm 68:11, let's all give out God's Word. The Lord gave the Word. Great was the company of those that published it. And we can publish it by giving it out, by living the Word in your job, in your neighborhood. These are your mission fields here in Jefferson City. We're in Jefferson, aren't we?
Yeah,
Athens. Here in Athens. Home of the Dwell Dogs, right?
Right.
Okay. I'm a Michigander, so look out for those Wolverines.
Brother Dan.
I had to mention. I knew there was a Dan here somewhere. There we go. But anyways, we just encourage you to give out God's Word. Be missionaries here. We're going to, Lord willing, be missionaries in the Philippines. But your mission field is right here. And thank you for having us. Brother Ken and Lori having us stay at your home and going out to dinner with Brother Mark and Kay. Is there any questions about what we want to do? Or about the Philippines? Feel free.
On the spot.
Don't you say how you got saved? And
okay. I vaguely remember my salvation when I was 5 years old at my mother's knee. I don't remember anything I said, so I just went on what my mom had said. She didn't tell me I was a Christian, but I always had a struggle as a teenager. Am I really saved? I really don't know, and it really haunted me for a long time throughout my teenage years. And it wasn't until I went to the Wilds, the Christian camp, that I heard some hard preaching at home. And I remember in my bunk I was praying every night, Lord, please don't come back, because I want to be home in my home church to make sure that I'm saved. I know that's silly now, but I waited until I went home to a church in Greenville and went forward and had a lady share with me what I already knew, but knew I needed to do it to make sure that I was 100% sure from the Bible, Acts 16:31, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. Amen. And it can't be taken away from me. And so I look back at that as my salvation testimony. And I lived in a Christian home all my life. I thank God for my parents. They were always willing to serve the Lord wherever they were. They were Sunday school teachers, helped out in Awanas, and then the Lord called them to camping ministry when I was a young girl up in Michigan, where they worked for many years before my dad was called down to school down in Greenville. And then we were there for about 9 years so he could go to school late in life, kind of like my husband did. And then he called us out to Wyoming to a children's home, and where we worked with young boys that had a lot of issues in their lives. And so I've been used to working in the ministry with my parents and being in a home like that. So ministry has been always in my blood, and I've loved it working for the Lord, however he had us. But my main heart has been with children's ministry. My husband and I have done a lot of that with bus ministry and with King's Kids and Awanas and Master's Club. And so when we went to the Philippines together, we had a children's ministry going on in the evening, and then we had one on in during the day. And what broke my heart is that when I asked the children, I said, "How many of you know Jesus loves me?" And none of the children raised their hands. I couldn't believe it. I could have cried right there in that little gymnasium. None of them knew the words to "Jesus loves me." So I knew, Lord, this is, we have to get back here. We have to teach these young people that Jesus does love them. Amen. And to share with them the gospel.
Yes. Go ahead. Oh, I guess for me, I'll say it. So I was raised in a Christian family. My parents went to Bob Jones when Bob Jones Sr. was there. But they only went for about 3 semesters, but they would always, my father always say that was a great impact, just those 3 semesters of that time back in the 60s. Would be in Michigan. I was in public high school, went to play sports, played football, and I played a little college football in Lynchburg. Would come back home and just gave my relationship for a future wife to the Lord. Threw myself into ministry, as I was said, in Michigan. And the Lord's brought us along in teaching me what it means to surrender. That was my big thing. And surrender is a very great thing. It's a very peaceful thing when the Lord tells you what to do and you listen and then you obey. But we did meet there as I was serving at Calvary Baptist Church. And we served together, got married there in Michigan, call us down south. But I think I would say one thing that broke my heart in my survey trips as I was, I think on our 4th survey trip, I had my 2 older boys, Jeremy and Nate, and I was with a friend named Keith, and we had a national leading us around Tacloban, which is the capital city of Leyte. It was on a Saturday, it was very hot, just lots of people all around, different things going, people playing guitars and different things, and it just was very crowded in the square there where I was going to buy my wife a piece of jewelry. So I'm following Keith and Nikki, and I'm just trying to keep up with them. And Nikki knows all the different places, the National, and Keith, my friend, is with him. But they get to this young boy about Micah's age, and he is clean shaven, I remember, but his face was down into the concrete, hot concrete cement. And Nikki just walked right over him. Keith was trying to keep up with Nikki. He walked right over him, and I said, "I can't walk over this little boy." And I didn't have any tracks or anything. I had some coins. I just nudged the little boy, and I had some coins and put them into his hand. He looked up to me, and I would later ask Nikki, I said, what was the story with that little boy? He said, "Well, he's a little boy that got on drugs, sniffing glue and these type of things." So drugs is a really, you wouldn't think it, but it's very strong in the Philippines, prostitution. They have the sins too. Gambling. So there's great needs there, and hopefully we can minister to the young people. We'd love to also maybe have a home someday for the kids. So that's about our testimony, and we're just going one step at a time, enjoying deputation. It's there's no better way to become a missionary than deputation. Some people say, there's got to be a better way in here. But no, this is the best way. Because it's always a win-win. We get prayer support. We get to see great ministries. We get to see different things churches do. We loved how y'all pray before, silently before the service. I told my wife, I like that. And different things that we can add to our church someday. So thank you so much. We appreciate it. I don't know if there's anything else, Pastor.
I think that's great.
Okay.
Let's give them a hand.